Yeah, listen, it's a long way, you know, from the early season, and you're into the really enjoyable part, you know, for players and supporters and everything, but the groundwork has to be done. And, you know, thankfully, you know, we scored early on and we opened up the game, and to be honest, you know, we had a good idea. Clare's game plan was going to be to keep the thing very tight and conservative, and, you know, said they set their stall out conceding the kickouts, so we wanted to open up the game as early as possible. And, well, we missed a number of point chances. I thought we were, you know, took the goals early on very well, and left Clare, you know, with having to change tack, which didn't suit the way they wanted to go about it.
What was able to respond, even Paul Cassidy's goal before half time, sort of killed that wee spell they had?
Yeah, listen, probably, you know, we became a wee bit nonchalant and a wee bit too much of a shootout, you know, from a defensive point of view, once we got the second goal, and, you know, we left a few gaps we wouldn't be happy with. But look, it was a great response and great quality, and look, it's great to see that quality coming through and that kind of ruthlessness and some what I would call devastating brilliance from individuals, you know. Look, we've enjoyed our period, you know, since, you know, we've had everybody available from the break in the league, really, you know, and we felt we've built, you know, we haven't been always, you know, we're far from perfect, but we've done an awful lot right. And, you know, the thing is now we have to improve massively going into the next game, because hand in heart, you know, with all due respect to Clare, you know, they haven't been in the latter stages. You know, Galway and Armagh, we maybe haven't been the, you know, the heavyweight teams, in the sense that Armagh have been in Division 1 the last number of years. They've beaten Donegal and Tyrone. You know, Galway, you know, have been in Division 1 apart from this year for the last 4 or 5 years and been in All-Ireland semi-final, National League final. So we're not a Dublin, we're not a Kerry who've been in Croke Park consistently. We're not a Mayo, we're not a Tyrone. So we aren't. Who have been here and put up scores. So it is, so I can understand the cautiousness and the questioning from people. You know, every day you're questioned, you've got to go out and prove it. You know, Dublin are questioned at the minute, despite some of them having 7-8 All-Irelands, and I can understand that. But I think today we proved we could score, but the next day we've got to prove the same. You know, probably we went out to open up the game, you know, quite early, and you knew to do that, you're going to leave a bit of leakiness. You know, we didn't want to be, I suppose, cautious in your approach, because we felt that would play into Clare's hands, so it would massively, you know, so it would if we were overly cautious. But look, were we happy with a couple of goal opportunities we conceded? Absolutely not, but I suppose we substituted that with dominating an awful lot of the ball. Yes, it's a big leap, so it is, but it's also from our point of view about fulfilling your potential, and our job is to try to get the boys, our job, our aim, and our what we all want as part of a group is to get the most out of ourselves and enjoy it on every step of the way. And look, part of that's going to be when things don't go your way, when games don't go your way, and, you know, we bounced back from a very dark day in Owen Begging at Galway, and we responded well, so it's really enjoyable. There will be ups and downs, but we'll enjoy the ride as best we can.